when the trailer came out, everybody's like, "Are you a bad guy?" I'm like, "Why I gotta be a bad guy? Why can't I just be the Why can't I be the good guy?"
Everyone, I'm Kara Mahorn, and this is the Blurred Girl Podcast. So much has happened since my last episode. It's about as many streaming services as there are presidential candidates. And there's a ton of fall shows dropping, one of which is ABC's Emergence, which premieres tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern on ABC. It's about a little girl who's found at a crash site in this little town in upstate New York. She's taken in by the county sheriff, who finds out there's this huge conspiracy surrounding the girl who seems to have some type of powers. And then, like, she's being chased by this government agency. It feels like the Sentinel program. There's a lot going on. Now, my guest today is one of the co-stars of Emergence, Donald Faison, who I'm sure you remember from Scrubs. And he's taken a non-comedic role for once, which is nice. Yes, my man has range. Plus, I got to be on the red carpet for Dark Crystal: Age of Resistance, the Urban World Film Festival this past week. I saw Harriet. I got to talk to the stars of a new movie, Black and Blue. There's a lot going on. Oh, and then, of course, I'm gearing up for New York Comic Con next week and Ace Comic Con after that. But before I get into all that stuff, let's pay some bills. If you've been following me for any length of time, then you know I stay busy and it's really hard for me to get in all the reading that I want to do. So that's why I'm a huge fan of audiobooks from Audible. And if you use my special code, audibletrial.com/theblurredgirl, you can get a free subscription. Now I listen to them when I'm cleaning the house, traveling. They're especially great for passing the time on those long lines at the airport. Now currently I'm listening to Akata Witch for three reasons. One, I'm a fan of Nnedi Okorafor's writing. She writes incredible science fiction featuring African women. Two, it's been dubbed the Nigerian Harry Potter. And three, because Yetide Badaki, who was just on the show recently, is narrating it. Now, what I love about audiobooks like this is that, kind of like scripted podcasts, they are like listening to old-time radio programs, and I love that. But don't take my word for it. Start your own commitment-free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/theblurredgirl. You can choose from one audiobook and two Audible originals you can't hear anywhere else. Also, any credits that you don't use totally roll over to the next month. So start your 30-day free trial today by going to audibletrial.com/theblurredgirl. Now, back to the show. And like I've mentioned, I've been to a few red carpets since the last episode, among them Dark Crystal: Age of Resistance, which of course is out on Netflix now. But I got to go to the New York premiere at the New York City Museum of the Moving Image. And the reason why they had it there was because it actually houses some of the original Jim Henson puppets of the original movie. It's amazing. I obviously met some of the cast, which was fantastic, including Hannah John Kamen, who you know her as Dutch from the sci-fi show Killjoys, and Ghost from Ant-Man and the Wasp, and Natalie Emmanuel, who played Miss Anday on Game of Thrones, and of course, Keegan-Michael Key. And I just need to tell you, I don't know if Keegan-Michael Key is ever going to listen to this podcast, but I just want to give him a shout out. He is the nicest person. Like, we were on the red carpet and we were waiting a while for him to come in, because when he got out of his car, he greeted everyone outside standing online like they either knew him or he was running for office. He's a really, really nice guy, really personable, and took his time to talk to everybody. Like, it didn't matter what outlet you were from, he was talking to you. And I appreciate that, because, you know, Black women be ignored on these carpets. So, yeah. That was amazing. Dark Crystal was amazing. Obviously, everybody's probably seen it by now, but it was incredible seeing it on the big screen as well. And also meeting Jim Henson's daughter. She's also very lovely and is very, very serious about carrying on her father's legacy with the Henson Company and the animation studio. I also got to go to the Urban World Film Festival red carpet last week, over the weekend, basically. I got to talk to the cast of Black and Blue. That's a new movie about a Black female police officer played by Naomi Harris. Now, you remember her from Pirates of the Caribbean, Ninja Assassin, Moonlight, Rampage. I love her. She plays basically a rookie cop who witnesses dirty cops murder someone while wearing an active body cam and then has to somehow get out of the hood that she's in, chased by those very same cops. And there's literally only one man in the community willing to help her, and that man is played by Tyrese Gibson. The film also stars Nafisa Williams. Y'all remember her as Thunder from Black Lightning. And I spoke with them as well as the director Deion Taylor at Urban World as well. Black and Blue drops on October 25th, so I will have a video up on my YouTube channel before then so you can see the interviews in their entirety. I also had a wonderful interview with the team from Harriet, namely director, actress, producer, writer, Casey Lemons. I don't know if anybody remembers this, but she was the black lead in Candyman. Yep, she's been in the business a minute. She was also the director of Eve's Bayou. And she was on the red carpet to talk about Harriet. I also spoke with the film's star, Cynthia Erivo. Many of you remember her from Widows with Viola Davis. And I saw the movie, and it's good. I mean, look, I'll be honest. Is it Black Panther? No. But it's not supposed to be. I mean, it's classic Casey Lemons pacing. It's thoughtful. It's moving. I actually don't think that the trailer is as good as the movie. I think the movie, you know, is better. I just think that this movie is a must-see for kids who don't know that Harriet Tubman had epilepsy or that she fought in the Civil War or that she had like two husbands. Like the original reason why she went back down south when she freed herself was to get her husband. The other thing that was interesting was it was a family affair because both Casey's husband, actor, director, producer, writer, Vondi Curtis Hall, and their son, Henry Hunter Hall, also star in the movie, taking a page out of the Smith's book, Will Smith and his family. Henry actually looks like a young Michael Jackson in this movie too. Do not freak out when you see it. And Harriet drops on November 1st. Another note, it was amazing to see Vondi as well because as you remember, he played Ben Urich on Daredevil and was killed off by Kingpin at the end of the first season, which was a travesty. I love Marvel, but I will not forgive them for killing off Ben on Daredevil or Darwin in X-Men First Class. Actually, speaking of X-Men and Marvel, ooh, segue. I know I mostly talk about indie comics, but Jonathan Hickman has brought me back to Marvel and reading Marvel on a regular basis because of House of X and Powers of X. Hox Pox, for those of you in the know, the two series are really woven together well. In fact, Hickman has a series reading order at the back of like every book. It's pretty intricate. But this is really the X-Men we need. And if this is going to turn into our Phase 5 X-Men, I'm here for it. It's a future we haven't seen before. Professor X, well-ish, Professor X is walking, has teamed up with Magneto to stop the extermination of mutants. Yep, teamed up with him. They are no longer enemies. But the way the story is told is nuts. It's very philosophical. It's wrapped in mystery. One of the main characters from the original comics that never had powers now has them, and they're bending reality. So they might be affecting more than just her. It's crazy. If you're reading it, please leave a comment on this podcast or on the site and let me know what you think because it's bananas. And of course, it's fall, which means it's con season. A lot of you have been asking about my schedule. Now, I'm not only going to be at New York Comic Con next week from the 3rd to the 6th, but I'm also going to be at Ace Comic Con out in Chicago, Glendale really, it's out by the airport, the following week from October 11th through the 13th. I'm really excited about all of the amazing people I'm going to be able to interview on both the New York Comic Con live stage as well as Ace Comic Con stage. And the great thing about Ace is I'm actually one of the official hosts. I get to actually interview some of the stars on my own, and I'm excited, but I'm also freaked out. And if you've been following me on Twitter and Instagram, I've been sort of leaving hints as to whom I'll be talking to. So take a look, follow the Blurred Girl everywhere. But everything will be announced shortly. And of course, I've got like 45 other things in the works as well. I've been posting more on my YouTube channel as well, so please support that. And if you can, give it some love and subscribe there, just like I know you subscribe to this podcast, right? Of course you do. In fact, while we take this next break, you can listen to this ad and run over to YouTube and subscribe. Go, do it now. Do you run a hosted website on WordPress, or is your site really slow? Have you gotten hacked in the past and you just didn't know what to do? Well, if so, you need SiteGround. Now, I am a SiteGround affiliate. I'm also a customer. In fact, I switched the blurredgirl.com over to them and never looked back. In fact, I've put other people onto them for two reasons: reliability and customer service. You can try it yourself at siteground.com/go/theblurredgirl. That's siteground.com/go/theblurredgirl. Now, unlike some other hosting sites that have a really great affiliate program and seem to be really popular, many of them don't have customer service. SiteGround has great customer service. They don't talk to you like an idiot. If you can't find something, they'll help you work through it. They have a really easy control panel, and SiteGround is really the truth. You can start hosting your site today for as low as $3.95 a month. You can run a store, a blog, anything really. And they can even move your whole existing site over for you from another hosting service, and you don't have to worry about a bunch of code and stuff. So if you've been blogging or running a website for a while now, it's time to take your site and its security seriously and move up to SiteGround. Sign up today at siteground.com. That's siteground.com/theblurredgirl. Now, my guest today, Donald Faison, is an actor, comedian, and voice actor, best known for his role as Turk, Chris Turk, on the ABC-NBC comedy drama Scrubs. That ran from like 2001 for like 10 years, so 2010. He also had a supporting role as Murray in both the film Clueless back in 95 and the subsequent television series of the same name. In terms of voice acting, many of you know him as Hype Faison, a character which was actually written for him in the Star Wars cartoon Star Wars Resistance. Donald is a huge Star Wars fan. In fact, he's got a video on his YouTube channel with Stop Motion called Black Stormtrooper. You just got to check it out. It's amazing. Donald is really known for his comedy and improv skills, but in ABC's Emergence, which starts tomorrow night, he gets to stretch his acting chops a bit, and I was surprised to hear that he'd been turning down scripts in order to do a show like this one. Emergence stars Alison Tillman as Joe, a police chief who takes in a young child she finds near the site of a mysterious accident. Now, the girl has no memory of what's happened or who she is, and the investigation into the history that led up to the accident and questions as to how and why it happened draw her into this big conspiracy, along with the rest of the town, actually. And basically, the child's identity is really the biggest mystery, but she also seems to have powers, which seem to link her to this mysterious organization that is after her. Donald plays Joe's ex-husband, Alex, who is not in law enforcement, but since Joe has custody of their daughter, Bree, he has some feelings about all this and the fact that she's brought this unknown child with these unknown powers into the house, you know, near his daughter. So it's really interesting. So after this break will be my interview with actor, producer, writer, Donald Faison. Hey there. If you're looking for a way to support this podcast, my YouTube channel, the blog, my coffee habit, comics, please check out the podcast sponsors, of course, and also stop by the Blur Girl shop. That's right. I has a store. You can get t-shirts, and yes, extended sizes are available. There's mugs, phone cases, laptop sleeves, pillows, stickers, all kinds of stuff. Oh, and some of my favorite zip pouches. I've got about 100 of these things. I love me a good pouch. Anyway, you can shop directly from the Blurred Girl shop Instagram page or right on the website, theblurredgirl.com/shop. So check out the Blurred Girl shop today, and I really appreciate the support. Now back to the show. San Diego, you were up by the sci-fi booth, and you ran past me with a water gun from one interview to another.
So yeah, they gave me a Fortnite blaster,
and you were out.
And I was running around with it for a little bit, and then I was like, you know what? I don't want to run around with a Fortnite blaster for the rest of the day. So I get it back.
Which was awful nice of you, but it was very funny. I think I was there when you first got it. Just about the show a little bit. Emergence, about a mystery girl who's found at a crash site that happens to have powers. And
she has abilities. I don't know. We don't know if they're powers or if they're abilities.
If they're abilities.
I mean?
Okay.
What's the difference? You know what I mean? I would say abilities right now.
Okay.
Because I don't know if they're powers.
We don't know if she was born with them or if they were given to her.
Exactly.
And the chief of police, Joe, played by Alison Tolman, finds her and takes her in. Now, you play Alex.
Right.
You play Alex, her ex, correct?
I do play the ex-husband.
Now
we have a daughter together, and you know, we're trying to co-parent in this tiny, tiny town in upstate New York.
Before I got the brief, I was like, somebody explain the daughter. I need an explanation. And then they said that you were the father. I'm like, okay, I got it now. Thank you.
Oh, because she's brown.
Right, and I'm the only person asking this question. I'm like, hello? Talk to us a little bit about that co-parenting, and then now she's got this other kid that she brings in the house. What does that do to the relationship?
Okay. Well, you know, I'm sure it's going to put a strain on it, I'm sure. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, anyone who, especially when a teenager is involved and who is in a newly divorced family, I would imagine that there would be some type of strain on the relationship. Like, who do you trust now that there's a new girl in the house? But I think Mia, that's the name of our daughter, I think she's going to handle it pretty well. And maybe even be a bit of a big sister to this new girl.
Now, how does your character feel about, like, the entire situation, though? Is he also in law enforcement?
No, he's not in law enforcement at all. He's a civil engineer. But he, you know, Alex isn't happy about a new girl coming in. You know, he doesn't understand the purpose of doing this. And shouldn't she be with, you know, child services and not necessarily in the house with his daughter? And, you know, things happen and he feels like, you know, there are a bunch of people after this girl. And Alex is like, you guys are bringing danger in this house. This isn't right.
Right.
You know, you're endangering my daughter.
Yeah, understandably. The first 9 minutes are out. It's very clear that somebody's after her, and it's not the NTSB.
Right. Well, we don't know who it is. You know what I mean?
You've been involved. First of all, we know you're a fanboy. You've totally been involved and been a fan of science fiction and been in it a lot. I'm thinking of Skyline, Kick-Ass 2, even all the voiceover work that you've done. What are a couple sci-fi shows that this feels like to you that you could compare it to for people who are like, I don't know.
I can't compare it to any show. You know what I mean? This is something different. You know, a lot of people are like, it's like Stranger Things. And they're only saying that because the girl,
it's a little girl,
has abilities.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But this isn't like any show that's ever been on the air. Usually in these type of shows, the person that's, you know, given the task of guarding the girl or the child, usually that person has special abilities in their own right, whether mm-hmm. it be supernatural or they're, you know, FBI or, you know, special trained forces or something like that. They're usually the ones that are thrown into this. And this is a normal town with normal people that probably doesn't see a lot of action ever.
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere, they're thrown into an extraordinary situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I can't really sit here and say this is like this show or that show. It's really its own show. And the way I would pitch it to people is that it's a, you know, a fast paced sci-fi thriller, but at the center of it all is this family, you know, this family unit, and this family unit trying to cope with this new girl who's come in and has really run these people into a circumstance that they're not used to, and an extraordinary circumstance that they would never, ever be in if she wasn't around.
Now, is that what attracted you to the show? The fact that it was like not a bunch of people running around with superpowers. It was literally normal folks having to deal with some extraordinary stuff. Is that what attracted you to it?
Well, yeah, that and the fact that they said, do you want to be in this? You know what I mean?
You're hilarious.
I want to be honest with you. You know, what was on the table for me was a lot of comedy. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, you know, I've done that forever. And I wanted to try something different. And, you know, this was, you know, when I started reading the script, I was like, holy cow, this could be it. This could be the thing that, you know, makes people stop just looking at me as a comedic actor.
And that's tough, isn't it? That's to get it. I mean, for all actors, it's like you kind of get into this, you get pigeonholed, and then it's hard to kind of work your way out of that.
Yeah, it is very difficult to work your way out of it. And, you know, you search and search, and sometimes people don't want to give you the opportunity because they're like, no, we see you as this.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know, when people watch Emergence, they'll think different. You know, hopefully they'll be like, wow, he has some chops. Maybe he's not. He ain't Denzel, but he has some chops.
Oh, you know what I mean? Stop it. That's the next thing. You get your own strong world. Don't worry. We're out here rooting for you. What is the... What do you connect with Alex? Like, how much of Donald is Alex and how much of Alex is Donald?
Well, I'm a divorced dad. I'm now remarried, but I've been through the whole divorce thing and, you know, how it affects your kids and stuff like that. So I'm very sensitive to that, you know. I like to think that I'm a good dad to my children, a lot of them are grown now, but when I got divorced, they were very young. So I, you know, and that's something that Alex and I have in common. And his love for his children, you know what I mean? For his kid and his love for his ex, you know, for his ex, wife. He understands that it didn't work out and everything like that, but that doesn't mean they can't be friends. And, you know, as a divorced dad, you try to do that with your ex. And sometimes it doesn't work out that way. And that's the honest to goodness truth. But, you know, I'm really excited that we're showing the opposite side of that in the show, because you don't see that on television. Usually, you know, my character would be the complication that throws a monkey wrench in everything.
Right,
He's not.
And also, and that's very real also for kids to see that divorced parents can co-parent, can, you know, even though they don't agree, you know, and is also with the fact that there's this other child coming in, that often happens when parents remarry, you know, there's another set of kids involved and now you got stepsisters.
There are other kids, right. And that's absolutely true.
You don't see any of that. From the beginning, it also seems also very diverse.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's a very diverse cast. And, you know, that you're absolutely right. When you watch shows like this, it's very one-sided and you don't get the experience of other ethnicities. And in this one, we're going to give you all of it. You know what I mean? And that's, you're not just going to see white people on screen. There's brown people in the show too. You know what I mean? And that's something that's really unique about a show like this. I think all shows will be like this in the future as far as diversity. But, you know, usually it's not like that. And in this one, we don't even really talk about the different. We don't ever talk about anyone being different. Everybody's on the same side and on the same team, which is unique on television shows. Scrubs was like that also, but this is, you know, is very refreshing, in my opinion. You know what I mean? There'll be some people that'll be like, I don't believe it, but it's real.
No, I mean, it is real, and also it's extremely refreshing because you're not being arrested by a cop. You were married to one. We don't see that.
Right.
You know,
it's really interesting, though, because I was, you know, when the trailer came out, everybody's like, are you a bad guy? I was like, well, I gotta be a bad guy. Why can't I be the good guy? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now that, you know, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but now that it's out that I'm her ex-husband, it's really interesting to see how people react to that as well.
That's the whole concept also behind when we say, like, and that's what my blog is actually a lot about, is about representation does matter. And we're not saying like shoehorn it in so it doesn't make sense. It feels very organic. It feels very natural. Like, in fact, I tend to say, like, just make it look like Brooklyn. And this looks like, you know, another place in New York. Granted, we don't have a beach that clean, but you know.
Right. Well, it is. It's still. I mean, you go far out on like Long Island and stuff like that, where the show takes place.
Yeah.
You'll find some clean beaches. You know what I mean? But you're absolutely right. The beaches in New York City growing up. Oh, man. Far Rockaway. All of that stuff. Not as clean as it looks on television.
Wait, you grew up in Far Rockaway?
No, I grew up in Manhattan. But, oh, okay. You know, the nearest beach
was going out there.
Me,
yeah.
You just go, you know what I mean? Go to Coney Island and you're good.
Yeah, I'm spoiled. My mother's from Bermuda, so we didn't get in the water here. She was like, no, we'll go home to get in the water. I'm spoiled.
Right. It's weird because I hate the beach now. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, do I hate the beach? Because I think the sand is dirty. Maybe it's because of where I grew up.
Okay.
But my kids love the beach, and I'm like, nah, they're staff, dude. Get out of here.
They're staff. Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say the sun, the heat. You said you could get a staph infection. My God.
No, that
escalated quickly.
No. That's where I'm at with it all.
That's what you get for doing a hospital show for so long. Now you're like, everything's a disease.
Yeah. Everything is right. Everything. And I know it. And I'm trying to save everybody who's reading your blog right now.
So we are definitely going to tune in on the 24th when it drops. And I also, just because I also like to get to know like some of the geekdom that some of the people I talk to are into, are you geeking out over any movies or comics or books right now?
I can't wait for The Mandalorian to come out.
See?
You know?
You and me
both,
man.
I'm very excited about that. Talk about a diverse cast also. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm really excited for it. I'm a huge Star Wars fan, as you know, but this looks like something, I mean, I hope it can stay on for 10 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know they're doing their second season now, but this looks like what I've been waiting for a really, 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 really long time, and I'm very excited for that. I'm excited for a lot of things that are coming out on that Disney Plus app, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The streaming service. But mostly The Mandalorian. As of right now, The Mandalorian. Like, I'm more geeked about The Mandalorian than I am about Rise of Skywalker, which is crazy.
Oh, that's funny.
It's crazy. I never thought I'd ever say something like that, because Star Wars is my life. You know, a lot of lessons that I've learned in life come from Star Wars. But I'm pretty geeked about what's coming around the corner for the Disney Plus, and it's only a couple of months away.
I know. I keep telling people November 12th, like, don't call me. I will be busy.
Yeah, don't call me. Not only don't call me at any time, because I'm not sure what time I'll be watching it at.
Right. And stay off social media. Like, don't want to be spoiled. Like, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Did you read the books and everything? Did you read all the Star Wars books and the comics and watch the animated series?
I read
a
lot of the comics. I read the Timothy Zahn, the original Thrawn comics, books back in the day. And then some other ones. And then I had a buddy who loved reading way more than I do. And he would read them and then tell me what happened in the books and, you know, pretty much give me the play-by-play. But I loved when all of the books turned into graphic novels and stuff like that. And so I've been waiting a long time for something like this to be on television, because I always felt like these books were a great idea for TV. And now I guess we have the ability to make shows like this. So I'm very, very, very excited.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for spending time talking to me. Really appreciate
it. Thank you for wanting to talk to me about this. I'm really excited for people to see Emergence.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. And we're all going to tune in Tuesday, September 24th. At what time?
It's at 10 o'clock. We follow Blackish. Don't forget, it's a great lead-in. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And also, it's good for, like, it sounds like it's at YA also level of science also, so kids can watch, right? Like,
yeah, you know, 13. What, if your kids are up at 10 o'clock, they can watch Emergence. But if you put your kids down before 10 o'clock, I wouldn't recommend the show.
There you go.
But if they're up at 10 o'clock, if your kids are old enough to be up at 10 o'clock at night, tune in.
Or you are just that kind of parent.
Hey, look, I'm not judging anyone. You are now. There's no judgment coming from me. You know?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And hopefully I'll get to see you again in person at some point.
That'd be great. And hopefully I'm not running around with a blaster in my hand.
Well, if you are, hopefully I got one too, because those are goals.
That'd be very funny. And we could have a Nerf fight.
There we go. As opposed to just seeing him run by me at San Diego Comic-Con. Also, shout out to the Emergence showrunners for creating a show with a diverse cast. I mean, there's like police officers in this show and no black people die. Anyway, if somebody, don't quote me on that, because if somebody dies in episode 3, y'all are going to come for me. The first 9 minutes of Emergence are now up on YouTube, so you can watch those if you want to get a jump on things, or pre-watch for the little ones. But if not, Tune in tomorrow, September 24th at 10 p.m. Eastern on ABC for the premiere of Emergence. And don't forget, I'll be at New York Comic Con from October 3rd to the 6th. And after that, I'll be at Ace Comic Con out in Chicago from October 11th and 12th. And sign up for the newsletter over at theblurredgirl.com or follow me on social media if you don't feel like writing all that down, okay? So thanks for listening. And please don't forget to comment and subscribe and check out my podcast sponsor, Audible, at audibletrial.com/theblurredgirl. Again, that's audibletrial.com/theblurredgirl. Thanks again for listening, and I will see you on the interwebs.